This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So I think you gotta lock a player like that up. You can't let him lead a building. He's still fresh. And I think keeping him and Josh Allen together, I think that's the future of the offense. You know, you drafted Keon, you know, you got all the puzzles put together right there. And I think he's just still scratching the surface. He's still a young back. And as you look at his numbers, they only on the rise. They steady going up. So for me, when you look at a young player and you get a young talent like that, I think you got no choice but to lock him up for the next few years and give him that comfort of you're here, you're Bill. You know, let's go keep winning.
Who other to advocate for James Cook getting paid by the Bills than Cook's brother, Dalvin Cook, right there, WKBW Sound. A classic, imagine if he said the opposite. Clip. Imagine if your brother, like, nah. I mean, I feel like you signed a contract. You should honor it. And then when the time comes, when your contract is up, you know, politely ask if you can have a meeting, just a conversation about, you know, whether maybe you guys could do a little better for me.
And furthermore, if I were running a team, I would draft running backs every 2 years, so I already have a new guy in the pipeline to replace the other guy when he wants too much money.
The one thing I'd never do is give him a big contract.
Why would anybody do that?
If you look at my example, I'm Dalvin Cook. I'm still running with this. If you look at my career, you can see how well it worked out.
Right.
For the team that made the huge commitment to me.
Right.
After I was pretty much bad. You can see how well that worked out for me and for the Vikings. That's really what matters here, is how well it worked out for the Vikings.
It was, by the way, I looked at this yesterday. I don't have it memorized. I could access it again relatively quickly. But all I want to say is it was the same time in his career that he got the contract. It was between year 3 and year 4 Dalvin Cook got paid by the Vikings.
Was he up, though?
No, he wouldn't have been up. No, it would have been a 4-year. And he wasn't a first-round pick either, I don't think, was he? So, yeah, no, 4 years. So, you know, with a year left, same scenario as we're looking at with his brother James here with the Bills. Through 3 seasons, eligible for an extension for the first time, the Vikings seemingly couldn't wait to do it and did it. And that was pretty much almost the end of him as an effective NFL player.
Pretty much. He was pick 41. In the 2017 draft, Cook. A lot of running backs. It came up yesterday with Fournette, McCaffrey, Cook, and after him, Joe Mixon, all in the top 50 picks that year.
Sneaky Joe had it this morning, and I went looking and for some reason couldn't find it. I guess I must have hit the wrong button or something. But the and a caller already in the first hour of our show today alluded to it. Dalvin Cook, by the time he got that contract, had just way more wear and tear. Like, you know, James Cook has never been a number one back. It was a thing that was curious about the selection in the first place. Maybe one of the reasons Brandon Bean even referred to him as a sub back when they picked him. They looked like a passing game third down back type pick maybe when the Bills made the pick. But and that's how he was used in college. He was never the workhorse back at Georgia. And Dalvin Cook was not that. He was a guy that got the ball a lot in college and was on the field a lot early in his career in Minnesota. The Bills have used Cook much less than his brother was used, for what that's worth. I mean, that to me is not a reason why you should just pay him the $15 million he seems to want, but it is in his favor of having some longevity and the cliff maybe not coming as quickly as it came for his brother.
By the way, third round in 17, Kamara and Kareem Hunt. It's good, good draft class for running backs. Let's go to Sam next. Hi, Sam.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to chat a bit more about the Four Nations face-off, and I thought Bulldog was bang on when he explained just the caliber and quality of play on best on best and just the speed of the game. And, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, why can't we have more NHL games like that? Maybe there's too many teams, I don't know. But my question for you guys is, obviously being a Canadian, I'm pulling for Team Canada. But to be honest, I wouldn't mind if say an Austin Matthews with the U.S. or William Nylander with Sweden, you know, they end up winning. What does that do to kind of coming back to your team, right? Getting ready for a playoff run. I've always been a fan first of my team, which is the Leafs. And sort of country second, and maybe that's weird and awkward up here in Canada. I also don't watch the Scots Tournament of Hearts, but I digress. So I'm just wondering whether or not you think, and I know the Sabres have three guys in the tournament, what you think an impact might be on a player in the dressing room, their locker room, winning it all, coming back and parlaying that into some chemistry and some real push for the playoffs.
If you're thinking that there could be friction, that would really surprise me. I mean, these guys are pros and they're from the countries they're from. But if something were to happen during the tournament, like if Matthews or Nylander did something to the other, you know, during the series, during the game they'll play, or they could conceivably play in more than one game. Of course, if they both make the championship game, like a cheap shot, something like that, that's a different thing. But like, they just go through and play and one team wins. I don't think Austin Matthews is going to be like looking at Willie Nylander sideways because Sweden won the gold medal or not even the gold. Well, they are.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We're getting medals, but the cup itself. So I don't think it would be an issue.
I think it would be ridiculous if there were anything, you know, weird other than what you said, I guess. And I also think I couldn't fathom not putting team first, you know, as a fan over rooting for the United States in this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if they win. Like, it's Eichel. I'm done rooting for that guy.
Right.
Matthews and Eichel? No, I mean, definitely more about how the Sabres do. You can't possibly compare an NHL regular season game to this. If you get the very best players and they're motivated, I meant to ask Greg what he knew about financial incentives in this tournament, and maybe he did know something, but I kind of want to assume that they're pretty good for these guys to get them off the beach
mm-hmm.
and to play, and you got pretty much everybody that was asked to do it, as far as I know anyway.
Yeah. I believe there is a stipend. I don't know if it's universal across the board or was negotiated like by the individual guys, but I believe there was an appearance fee in you know, not in so many words. And then I think there is also a prize pool for the winner and the runner-up. But I don't know how lucrative any of that is. But I did read that there was a stipend paid to players to appear.
That would make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, you're not going to get, I mean, even in the playoffs, I mean, you've got four-line teams, and, you know, you're lucky if you've got, you know, like Zibanejad, when you're watching a Ranger game, he's one of the best players on the ice. Last night, he might have been, like, the 12th best player on the ice. It might be stretching it, but still, you just have so much talent. I mean, it's just line after line of guys coming out. Like, you know, you sit down to watch the Edmonton Oilers, and once you get past McDavid and Draisaitl, if they're on separate lines, it's like, okay, got to refamiliarize myself with what their depth chart looks like. Who are these guys? Last night, I mean, those guys are star players in the league. You're going to get a different caliber of play all around when you've got that much talent on the ice.
Didn't know he was from Sweden, Zibanejad.
Yeah.
Tonight, if I watch, it'll be like, oh, that guy's American? I wouldn't even necessarily know who's American in the league. Some, yes. Jack, yes. Mostly I know that, but not the whole team. Zibanejad, 10 nicknames at hockeyreference.com. Have you ever heard him called by any?
No, never once.
Zibanejad? Has anybody ever called him Zibanejad in your presence?
I love when you do this. I hate it, and I love it.
Zibavad? Zibavad? Zibby? Mix? Mikachu?
Oh, my God.
DJ Zibad?
How many more are there?
There's 10 total. Oh, you can find the rest.
Is there anything about his hair? That's a missed opportunity. I mean, I don't have one at the top, but someone who names hair salons could have come up with something for Zibanejad. Because the hair is his most defining feature. I mean, it's remarkable. Had a hair hanging out of that helmet.
Hmm.
Flowing.
Mickey?
Looks soft.
Miklo?
Oh, my gosh.
Lou is with us. Hi, Lou.
Hey, guys. nice talking to you.
Thanks.
Bulldog, I was like you. I was thinking, oh, man, this is probably going to be another all-star game, you know, like boring and nobody touch anybody like basketball. And what I saw was like, I'm all in this. It's it's amazing. I know, Bulldog, your son's a goalie. Can you imagine being a goalie facing like the caliber of players you know what I mean? It's and unbelievable. And I know Mike curling. Come on, man. It's like I know curling. I like curling, but you can't compare it to hockey. Like you gotta get more into hockey, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a great sport. And I know you used to like the Leafs, and now you're Sabres all the way. But just seeing those guys play like they did, it was like this beats, man. The only team that's missing is Russia, but unfortunately, yeah, we know the reason why. And
simply a matter of the fact that the curling ice is pebbled. I think hockey would be better if the ice were pebbled. That's really what I want to see. Just make it interesting, finally.
My son was a goalie, by the way. He's now a goalie coach and works here. So yes, the goalie days are like. But no, I mean, I definitely feel that. I'm not far enough away. It's been 3+ years now since he played at all. And when I sit down to watch a game like that, I'm thinking about, you know, the goalie and what the anxiety level you would have. Just, you know, this guy, Swedish goalie, standing there, the game's not even a minute old, and here comes this power play, and it's 5 of the best living players on earth. Okay, have fun. Good luck to you.
Still 4-3.
Yeah, no, it was great. He played great. He was much busier than Binnington, but yeah, and I was not thinking, by the way, the caller, you know, mischaracterized a little. I said this to Greg Wyshynski. I was like a 5 or a 6 last night. I wasn't like an all-star game I would even watch anymore. Like, I'm a 0 on an all-star game. Like, it's not going to do anything for me. This I was expecting to hold my attention, and it scored way above that. But I was not expecting it to look like what an all-star game looks like at all, myself.
Thanks, Lou. Getting connected with the fans brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Sal at 5. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here for your calls at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.